Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there. In this episode, I'm going to be telling you what your mortgage broker won't tell you. How to build a balanced portfolio using sophisticated mortgage lending. And I'm not talking about private investors. I'm not talking about small challenger banks that no one knows about, that don't market. I'm talking about using mortgages that are available to everyone. Mortgages on the high street, mortgages through your normal broker. But I'm going to tell you how to use them sensibly, how to use them safely, and why using the cheapest interest rate is often not the best thing to do. Let me paint a scenario for you. A really proactive investor wants to get going, he's really excited, he gets his marketing going and he starts getting leads coming through and he starts signing them up. He's following a system and it's really, really working well for him. He starts buying one property a month. Many of my clients achieve this. So he's buying one property a month, he phones his mortgage broker once he's signed up his first deal and says, right, I've got a deal, it's a great price, it's gonna earn me loads of cash flow each month. What's the best product on the market? And the broker looks through his list of products. Hopefully he's a whole of market broker. If he's not, then you need to do something about it. You need for your broker to be able to source you any product on the market today. That doesn't mean most brokers or lots of brokers will be able to source you any product on the market. But what they do is they then pick a panel and they're limited to that panel. So the question to ask your broker is, can you source me every single product that's on the market today? And if the answer to that is yes, then great, you've got the whole gambit. So what most brokers will do, they'll say, oh, there's this product, Frank. So let's, for example, say the Mortgage Works. They're pretty competitive at the moment. So the Mortgage Works, they've got a great buy-to-let product. It's at this interest rate. It's at this loan-to-value. That's a great product for you. And let's just for argument's sake, say it's a 2-year fixed rate product. And you think, yeah, that gives me some stability. It's at a good interest rate. It locks in my profit from the rent for 2 years. I'm happy. So you buy on that product and there's nothing wrong with that. That might be the best product for you to use right now. And then the next month you buy another property and you say to your broker, what product should I get? And he says, well, not a lot's changed in the last month. That TMW product, that Mortgage Works product, is still a really good product. There's nothing better than it. Let's do it on that. So you buy on that. And before you know it, you've repeated that for the whole year. Because products come and go, but not that quickly. So you've bought 12 products with the same lender. And it's not about TMW. It could be Birmingham Midshires. It could be Paragon. It could be anyone at all. But what you've done is you've bought them all on the same product. And most mortgage brokers, I've yet to find one that has ever said to me, Frank, there's this product, it's still the best product, but I don't think you should use it because you've just bought a load of properties on that same product. And let me tell you, this can bankrupt you. Because let's assume that for 2 years you do this and then interest rates go up. And they go up, well, at the moment they're at 0.1%. So they're only going one way. So let's assume in 2 years' time, interest rates are back up at their historic norms of 5%. All of a sudden, that mortgage that was at, perhaps you had it fixed at 3%, 3.5%, that could easily be jumping up to 6, 7, 8%, which isn't a problem if you've got one product. But if you have them in 2 years' time dropping off their fixed rates, one a month, and they're all jumping from that could easily be £200, £250 positive cash flow a month per property, but you have it switching onto a high interest standard variable rate or reversionary rate as they now call them. If it's going onto a high reversionary rate,
that could become £200 a month negative cash flow, which is fine because you've got 24 of these guys and they're all bringing you in £250 a month. But very quickly, your first one's going to stop earning you £250 and it's going to start costing you £200. And then the next one's going to do the same. That's a difference of £450 a month. And then the next month, it's another £450. So now you're £900 down in just 2 months. And then it gets worse by another £450 and another £450 as they all drop off from exactly the same interest rate to exactly the same reversionary rate. And here's the thing, some lenders are really inflexible about refinancing. Let's say you've gone into a recession. Oh, Frank, you know, there's lots of ifs here, lots of buts. I'll tell you what, recessions aren't ifs, they happen. They happen surprisingly frequently, and we're headed into one right now. So in a recession, often, reversionary rates will go up and loan to values will come down. And now perhaps you can't get the 80% loan to value mortgage you could get 2 years ago. Now perhaps you can only get 75%. So you can't refinance because there's not been enough capital growth in 2 years. So now you're stuck with this lender and you ask them to offer you another rate, another fixed rate, and they will only now fix it at the higher rate. So now you're locking in a loss-making property. And you've got another one the next month and another one the next month. You can see how this can bankrupt people, and it has done, I've seen it. So what you need to do is very, very simple. You take responsibility. This is not your broker's responsibility. This is your responsibility. You take responsibility for diversifying the lending on your portfolio. Now, you should also be diversifying your investments, and I'll cover that in another episode. But by diversifying your mortgage lending, we're not talking about fancy products or fancy finance, we're just talking about standard buy-to-let mortgages. You need to diversify the types of mortgages you get. So what does that look like? Well, for starters, you might want to put some on variable at the moment because variable rates are really low, so you can cash in now. You definitely want to be fixing some, but you want to fix some at 1 year, some at 2 years, some at 3 years, some at 5 year. You may even be able to find some rates at longer than 5 years. Even if the arrangement fee is slightly higher, you want to be diversifying, using different products with different lenders. Some lenders have got different small print, and some investors will know what I'm talking about. Some lenders have been really draconian over the last few years about how they allow you to sell properties or not sell properties. I've even known of lenders who, in their small print, have said, if you sell a property in your portfolio, they won't allow you to keep the equity after you've sold, so the profit. So let's say you've got £100,000 property and you've got a £50,000 mortgage, you would expect to be able to sell that property for 100, take the 50 yourself, the profit, and pay your mortgage off for 50,000. But one particular lender in the market has actually said, we're not doing that. In our small print, it says that we can take the additional 50, so take the whole 100, and use that to pay off other mortgages that you have with us. So you don't want your whole portfolio with that one lender. You want to be spread out amongst other lenders because they won't all be that draconian. That's really unusual. I've only heard about it with one lender. But who knows what the other lenders might do in the future? Who knows where interest rates might be in the future? And so if you've got them all staggered, if interest rates go up, you've got some mitigation, you've got some time to raise the monetization on your properties or to start selling some properties. But you're not seeing this cliff edge in 2 years time when you drop off all your fixed rates or 3 years or 5 years. But the other thing is, because you're doing some on variable and some on fixed rate for short periods of time, you also get the benefit of additional cash flow on those. So those might be making you 300 a month or 400 a month, depending on the type of monetization strategies. And so guys, when you're building a portfolio, especially if you're building it quickly, make sure that you finance your properties in line with your existing mortgages. So if you bought a property on a 5-year fixed rate 2 years ago, don't get a 3-year fixed rate today. Get another 5-year, or get a 1-year, or go on a variable to give you that flexibility, to give you that stability across your portfolio. Happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.